We're covering everybody's back door here in the great state of Arizona today. We've got the estate covered after a week of traveling. If you'd like to see some family photos of the trip we recently took, go to Facebook. They're all posted right there. It's the Romeros at actually some very famous homes throughout the western United States. One at the Reardon Mansion, and that's in Flagstaff. And if you haven't got that on your bucket list, you need to, because, boy, they were built. That home was built by a couple of brothers in the early 1900s. Electricity was only about 8 years old at the time, and they wired the house for electricity along with the other bunch of very innovative, creative technology things that they kind of just figured out themselves. Reardon Mansion, right there located next to the campus of NAU in Flagstaff. You've got to go see it. You know, the other place that I was on my bucket list for years and years and years that I just never got over there, you kind of have to be heading to this one place to see it, is Death Valley, Scotty's Castle. Really interesting. Take a look at the pictures on Facebook where Jennifer and I are standing in front of the solar water heater that was built in the 20s. Yeah, it's a little simplistic. Yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little beat up. And yeah, it's not working today. But think about that in the 20s, in the middle of Death Valley. No electricity, but they had a way of heating the water. Solar power. Absolutely. The leading edge here, and Arizona ought to be the leader in that industry. Okay, we're covering that backyard. We've got Romy down in Tucson covering the Saba Home Show. Romy?
Yes, sir. It opened here about almost an hour ago. Doors are wide open. Tucson Convention Center. Every native or anyone that lives in Tucson knows exactly where that is. It's right off I-10. Take your Broadway exit. There's a little bit of construction, but it still flows pretty good. It's Saturday. Not a lot of businesses open and going on. So come on down. And I had talked earlier just about how they did the food right. I was looking through here. It's actually Barbecue For You.
Yo.
Over 20 years, they've been cooking at Tri-Tip in the back fire lane at the TCC. So it's an addition from every kind of home service. It's a wonderful smell. And we're also talking earlier with that gentleman who had the dogs digging up. There's a pet stage. And Garrett Lewis has taken his dog there for behavioral training. And they, I won't say can teach every dog not to dig, but it might just might take some dog training to keep him from tearing up his backyard.
Very nice.
He was in Arizona City. So it's not exactly a jaunt right down, but it's not far. It might be worth the drive for him to come over here and see if they can't help him with his dog.
Very good. We're on the topic of backyards and backyard protection enhancement. We've got a call from Tucson in the great state of Arizona. We've got Jenny down in Tucson next to the Saba Home Show. And we've got Nathan up here in the Scottsdale, Super Scottsdale Building Expo, the Scottsdale Home Show. We're going to put both of y'all together because Jenny has a question about pavers. And Nathan, Angel of Bellegarde Pavers, is the paving expert of the universe. Jenny, let me introduce you to Nathan. Nathan, here's Jenny. Jenny, go with your question.
Hi, Nathan. Thank you, Rosie, for a great show.
Thank you, dear.
I put pavers down because I agree with you how lovely they are. And I have a lovely walkway to my front door and three steps just before the door. And I have little critters, ground squirrels, pack rats, whatever they are, who have dug underneath this and made a mess of all those steps. All the bricks are uneven. Some have fallen almost an inch. I know I have to have them relaid. How do I prevent that from happening on the next round?
Good, great question. Nathan, can you help Jenny here?
Most likely you're going to want to put some sort of stabilized base in. I don't know what the current base is under your pavers now, but
sand.
Traditionally it should be, it's just sand. That's all you have on top of raw dirt?
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Then we want to definitely dig that out, and we want to put in an ABC base. That stands for aggregate base course, available at most rock suppliers or landscape suppliers, even in your area. And we want to put 4 to 6 inches of that base in. If you're going to have a contractor install that for you, then recommend it that they're going to run a vibratory plate compactor over that every 2 inches. Get that really nice and packed tight. Most critters cannot dig through that. Same material that even highway departments use underneath their roads and under parking lots.
The concept.
So
the concept there, Jenny, is actually in Hawaii, where they deal with a termite infestation that's incredible. They actually just build their houses on 6 to 8 inches of sand, and as these animals try and make their way up through this product, it just keeps caving in on them, and they move on. They find another place to dig. So it's just a very natural green way of fighting that dilemma. Jenny from Tucson, we appreciate the kind words about the show, as well as your call, so we could help you out. Nathan, we'd like to thank you for calling in from the Scottsdale Expo. We appreciate it, and give a big invite to everybody one more time.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
All right, with that said, Romy, wrap her on up, my friend.
Well, I first got to tease you a little bit.
Fire away.
Well, I went to look at the picture because I hadn't seen the water heater at Scotty's Castle. And I was laughing because I thought Death Valley still needs hot water.
Yeah.
Isn't it just like naturally hot on the surface? But this picture's hilarious. Rosie is sitting out front, and what is underneath his arm? A pile of books.
You betcha, bud.
That's a perfect Rosie picture right there. Come on down, Tucson Home Show, Saba Home Show, Tucson Convention Center. Be here all day.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.